You know, we welcome everyone to show up at our platform, and you feel just like home, have all the comfort that you need, but you will still be out there enjoying what you want to do in the outdoors, if it's hiking or fishing or biking or just enjoying a sunrise over the skies.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we look out the window heading into another weekend here in Chicago, is a place for people to gather. We think about whether it's the architecture and the sports and the restaurants and all that, but it is a great place for all of these different shows. And whenever there's innovations happening, the Chicago area is a place for those interests to convene. Coming up, we've got Electrify Expo Chicago is happening at the Now Arena in Schaumburg, which is a fabulous facility. I've been out there for a number of different things. And we are going to tap into some of the things that are happening there, advancements that are going on, things that are going to be showcased, and one in particular, and excited to have on the line, Joseph Yellmacher. He is the founder of Electric Outdoors. Joseph, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you so much, Dane. Really appreciate it, and happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in here, along with so many other inventors or people just showcasing some of the great advancements that are out there. The electric side has really come a long way. Everybody thinks of electric cars. It used to be like Ed Begley Jr. was doing it to save the planet, and now these are some of the fastest, most desirable vehicles out there. Every manufacturer is doing it, so people think of that, but advancements in a bunch of different ways on the electrical side. So talk a little bit about Electric Outdoors for those people that may not be as familiar what it is that you guys are doing and bringing to Schaumburg.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And first and foremost, I mean, come and visit us at the Electrify Expo. It's exactly what you say. I mean, it's all about a big, fun event for everyone at any age, and you get to see thrilling things and great experience and all the latest and the greatest in the electrified space. And in the middle of that, you'll find us, Electric Outdoors. This amazing, fully self-sustained, renewable platform that just invites people to come to the outdoors in a more sustainable way.
When you think about this, it's listed as an outdoor canopy system. I've seen the pictures. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And I know on the front page, it says glamping, right? It says, you know, so an elevated way to go ahead and camp, be at one with nature, but, you know, kind of maintaining all the creature comforts that people are used to and appreciate. I can see, and I know we're going to talk about a bunch of different uses and ways that people can experience it. But basically, Joseph, share, really, these are self-sustainable, self-contained. They have everything that you need, and you can bring them anywhere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the whole purpose with the canopy is to help landowners unlock land and bring people to the outdoors to new destinations. And it's a very nice looking, sleek, modern platform that does everything that you say, right? It creates its own energy. It stores its own energy. It has water. It has waste handling. It has Wi-Fi. You can sleep in it. You can even shower in it. So what we're trying to do is to bring a complete, independent, self-sustained home away from home, and you can stay there forever. You don't need to rely on electric grid or any of the other amenities like city plumbing or so forth. You don't need any permits. You don't need any wire. So just show up in whatever it is that you're taking to the outdoors, if it's your EV or your motorcycle or your camper. You know, we welcome everyone to show up at our platform, and you feel just like home, have all the comfort that you need, but you will still be out there enjoying what you want to do in the outdoors, if it's hiking or fishing or biking or just enjoying a sunrise over the skies.
We think about the great stories that happen where people who decide to create something that makes a big difference. And it isn't easy, right, to go ahead and do that. You're an executive at Whirlpool, Delphi, Thor Industries, so doing things at a very high level. Joseph, what caused you to decide, hey, I've done all I can for these companies. I really have this dream to work on this extra project. What was the inspiration to create the company?
Yeah, I mean, the inspiration really comes from seeing an opportunity out there that nobody really was tackling. You know, I had learned all the data from working at these great companies that you were talking about, but we saw a tremendous untapped opportunity, you know, the opportunity to unlock land and help unleash new destinations and democratize the way we go to the outdoors. And as we were doing that, we found this great beachhead, you know, this first application of our technology, you know, the glamping situation, and we can really help people go to the outdoors more sustainably. You don't need to purchase a vehicle for a couple of $100,000. Now, Now you have the opportunity to buy an experience, buy a service, and come to our unit and enjoy all the comfort of home and yet being away remotely. Now, we're learning from building this platform that we're tapping into so many different areas and just helping unlocking land value and bringing energy dependence to cities and states and far and rural and other different opportunity markets just helps us to go from the glamping space that we're in into supporting other areas like marine, defense, federal emergency response, et cetera, and so forth. So we're really happy about tackling an amazing experience and an amazing opportunity to drive real value creation for people, but also to help the nation as such to bring energy independence and value creation across many different verticals.
Yeah, I think about it. Of course, you guys getting into the space and initially quality of life, entertainment, value, camping, and all those kind of things that are wonderful to have, but maybe aren't necessarily completely essential to life. And through this process, Joseph, talk about it. Were people just seeing it used in the capacities for entertainment and camping and just kind of enjoyment of life and then saying, wow, we could really use this, you know, whether it's in disasters for, let's say, FEMA or the Department of Defense in order to kind of have a, you know, mobile headquarters for certain things or ways that they could use it, maybe for things that I would think might be higher purpose, right, in certain situations.
No, absolutely. I mean, we certainly value the use case of bringing people to the outdoors and all of that, you know, what it does to your health and what it does to your mental health and all of those things, right? But to really tap into the opportunity of creating a fully self-sustained mobile platform that harvests energy, stores energy, and that can be applied in so many different verticals. We certainly see the value of serving in these verticals that you mentioned, be it emergency response support, be it in pop-up stores and entertainment that you mentioned, be it defense or in the marine space. We see that the applications for our technology is really, you know, unlimited from that point of view.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for people to see it and see inside of it. But when you mention it's got all the things that you need, and there are sort of things people identify with creature comforts. But Joseph, talk a little bit about it. You mentioned the lights, it's got the heat, Wi-Fi, fresh water, no wires. I mean, it's super self-contained and has just about everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing what you can do when you have energy available. You can even create water out of air, you know. We have a water generator that creates fresh water every day. So you have that available for your drinking, for your cooking, even for showering. We have a recirculation shower that basically reuses pieces of the water that you're doing when you're showering, right, back into the water system again. We have an incineration toilet that helps burn the waste. So you have everything in our platform. You have energy, you have water, you have weight. So all the life essential things that you need to survive. And yet you're in this very comfortable open space that really makes you feel like home. So it's really bringing the comfort of home to the outdoors. And of course, like we talked about already, you can certainly bring other use cases. Could be that command center, could be that emergency response center, all of those things, right? As long as you know how to tackle the technology, you can form fit physical products around it.
Oh, it's just amazing. There are so many things. Now, here's the thing. My background, you know, we cover a lot of auto racing in this, and you think of some on the sporting events. It's one thing, vacations and camping, but the NASCAR world, and people will know this, listeners, right? For a Bears game, maybe people come out for the football game a few hours before and grill out some things. For racing, they camp all the time, and they will come on Tuesday for a race on Sunday. This could be a perfect situation for them to set up a place to be able to really fully enjoy. And like you said, fully self-contained as well. Have you guys thought a little bit about that? Maybe the NASCAR side, maybe get in there for some race fans?
I mean, that would be amazing. You know, just imagine having our canopy at an event like that and all the thrill that is surrounding it. And at the same time, bring all the power that you need to do everything that you need when you're out there. I mean, yes, that would be an amazing use case.
So when it comes to the show that's happening right now in Schaumburg, talk a little bit about what people will experience when they get there, what they'll be able to see with you specifically for you guys. And then, of course, we want to talk about things coming up in the future.
Yeah, no, we will be showcasing, and thank you for the opportunity. We will be showcasing with a number of startups from the Michigan state, from State Michigan. We are going to be together with Innovate Marquette, a wonderful partner in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and a bunch of other startups in the sort of the outdoor recreation, e-mobility space. So you should definitely come and seek us up, explore the opportunity of seeing all these great innovations from Michigan all together. Surrounding us will be all the latest and greatest in EV technology, motorcycles, micromobility, scooters, the latest EV cars. You can eat, you can have fun, you can test drive and do demonstration on your desire and at will. When it comes to electric outdoors, we are super excited about going into full-scale production this year. And we are going to be launching here with several partners in the state of Georgia. We have activities showing up in Michigan here shortly. We have partners in the state and federal recreational space in Colorado and California. So we're really excited about soon going public with where you can come and see and experience an electric outdoor canopy in the live.
The bright future, right, for electric outdoors. But you're generating your own brightness, right? You're generating your own empowering.
No pun intended, yeah.
Joseph Yellmacher, he is the founder of Electric Outdoors. And Joseph, as we let you go, give the website, social media, places where people can get more information as you guys roll out and stay on track with everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Please check us out on www.electricoutdoors.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn and, of course, on Instagram and Facebook and so forth. So, yeah, please check us out and come and talk to us at the show this weekend.
Joseph Yellmacher, he is the founder of Electric Outdoors. Thanks so much for everything you're doing, for the future, for fun, for everything that's happening with the company. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.